Today, we'd like to see the book of the 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 to 16, under the title of Qualifications. For online words, we suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, the 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. What does it mean? What does it mean? Question 2, in verse 8, likewise deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given too much wine, not greedy for money. What does it mean? Last question 3, in verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. What does the mystery of godliness mean? First of all, we'd like to see a brief background. Qualifications of overseers and deacons are seen today. Verses 1 to 7, Paul is dealing spiritual man to oversee the things of the church, called here as episcopos, the Greek word, which is a bishop. Another epistle in Titus chapter 1 verse 5, Paul calls presbyteros, the Greek word, which is elder. The overseers can be church board members and or pastors. It requires high standards. In light of the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring or a complaining of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 apostles or disciples called the multitude of the disciples of the saints of the Christians unto them and said, it is not reason that we apostles or spiritual leaders or overseers should leave the word of God and serve tables. Here apostles served likely lunch on the table to Grecian widows and the Hebrew widows, but Grecian widows complained they are feeling neglected by apostles. Wherefore, brethren, look you out among you seven men of honest report. The deacon requirement, number one, honest report, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. So three criteria, whom we may appoint over this business. This business means the food supplying on the table to widows, so material matter. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So apostles, overseers, the focus on primarily spiritual matter, prayer and the minister of the word, which means teaching the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man of full faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Philemonus, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. So he converted from Judaism to Christianity, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, and they laid their hands on them. Here so we see, while the overseers deal primarily spiritual things of the church, here continually to pray and to the ministry of the word. So elders or bishops, so primary responsibility to pray for people and the ministry of the word. Deacons primarily deal material things of the church, here to distribute the church welfare to Grecian widows and Hebrew widows fairly. Then verses 8 to 13, the qualification of deacons is dealt. In verses 14 to 16, Paul concludes with the mystery of godlessness. Synonyms of temperate are vigilant. King James Version said vigilant, but New King James says temperate, or sober, or grave. Vigilant, continually watchful. Vigilant means continually watchful, or on guard, or temperate. Sober means in self-control, or grave. So interchangeably used as synonyms, temperate, vigilant, soul, or grave. First one, this is a faithful I saying, or this is a true I saying, not joking. This is a true disciple Paul sent this letter to Timothy. This is a faithful or true I saying. If a man desired the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. Here, number one requirement, desire, willing heart. So willing heart, desire to seek God's guidance to oversee the church. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do over his good pleasure. Basically, God gives a desire, will, and the Holy Spirit to work too for his good pleasure through you as an instrument. So desires a good work. Also, he has a desire to good work. So first, the desire, will, and work. All these things given by God in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. First two, a bishop then must be blameless. Blameless means not proven charged by two or three witnesses. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 19, disciple Paul sent to Timothy about elders or overseer. Against an elder, receive not single accusation, but before two or three witnesses. So somebody accused must be proved by two or three witnesses. Blameless, the husband of one wife. Here says only one wife, not a polygamist, not a polygamist. And temperate or vigilant, continually watchful or on guard. So watchful over the church members, the on guard over the church. Sober-minded, or in self-control, or grave, not easily provoked. So sober-minded, of a good behavior, or a good work. So only God is good. So his behavior consistent with God's word. Hospitable, so he has a hospitality. He loves to give away to people, to treat people. Able to teach, this teachable of the Bible. So he should know the Bible, not ignorant of the Bible. So if he doesn't know the Bible, how can oversee the church according to God's word? Verse 3, not given to wine. This means not to be drinking wine as a beverage, not medicinal purpose. So not to be drinking wine as a beverage, but medicinal purpose. Medicinal purpose is allowed. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 29 through 35, Solomon says, who has war, who has sorrow, who has contentions, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, to answer, verse 30, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of a mixed wine, search for cocktail, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, at last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt, because he was drinking. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? So here, the Bible prohibited the wine or alcohol as a beverage, but allowed medicinal purpose. The 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23, no longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake, medicinal purpose, and your frequent infirmity, probably stomach ache. So in that case, you may use wine or alcohol. Maybe heart problem, so wine may be used. Or a lot of the copper medicine includes alcohol too. So medicinal purpose is allowed, but the beverage purpose literally is not allowed in the Bible. Not violence. So the bishop should not be violent or easily to beat people up. Not greedy for money. So the bishop should not be filthy look. One who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence or with gravity or with sincere. So here is bishop should take care over his children according to the Bible, or the discipline children according to the Bible. So that's just verse 5 continually explained. For if a man or overseer or bishop or an elder, a man does not know how to rule his own house at the standard of the Bible, how will he take care of the church of God? So always starting the family members. So if a man is not willing to train or teach or take care of children with God's word at home, he's not qualified to oversee the church. That's the bottom line. Then verse 6, not a novice. Novice meaning newcomer. Newcomers immediately, easily, if a newcomer is appointed as an bishop or an elder, so easily or immediately elevated to a position of the authority. So here, lest being puffed or lifted up with pride, pride together, then is pride is the prey, P-R-E-Y, for devil. Prey, P-R-E-Y, for devil. So pride he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. So devil took over the new novice bishop in Italy through pride. So Proverbs chapter 13 verse 10 said, by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well advised is wisdom. So God is always against pride. Pride is no good. So then verse 7, moreover, he must have a good testimony or a good report in the community. Otherwise, he would be a stumbling block. So good testimony in the community, not only Christian, but also non-Christian area too, good report among those who are outside of the church or outside of the Christians, outside of the saints. Good report, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Also, the devil might take over better report bishop easily, lest he fall into reproach. So how to handle the attack of the devil? That's a question. So devil, already Revelation chapter 12 verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So devils are lovely to accuse. So this devil is literally means destroyer. So devil is opposing to the church, attacking an overseer always, because the devil's purpose is destroying the church. Church is owned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Church is head, the Jesus Christ, the foundation. Also in Jesus Christ, always. So how to handle the attacks of the devil? That is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 through 18. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, stand up in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Truth is the Bible says, Jesus Christ himself, truth, also the word of God, truth. Having put on the breastplate of the righteousness. The righteous man lives by faith. So righteous require faith. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So Christians, believers in the gospel, in the salvation gospel through the Lord Jesus Christ, death with bloodshed and resurrection. Above all, taking the shield of faith again, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So wicked one, the Satan has a lot of devils, send a fire dart to us. So we need faith, the shield of faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. Supplication is like a fervent prayer in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So here is the bottom line, two requirements. Number one, God's word. Number two, prayer. Because of faith, hearing by the word of God, so the God's word. So the righteous man also lives by faith. Faith is rooted from the word of God. Then the prayer is in the Spirit. So let the Holy Spirit lead me, you know, to pray to the Lord, you know, seeking for, you know, God's direction, not, you know, seeking for my will rather than God's will. So how to handle the attacks of devil? The bottom line, number one, God's word. Number two, prayer. First, say, likewise, deacons. Now is the verse 8, you know, talks about the qualification of deacons. Deacons primarily responsible to handle material thing, not in, you know, spiritual thing. It does not mean deacon cannot handle in spiritual matter. One example is Stephen. He was originally appointed as a deacon to serve a table, but Stephen was ordained by God to preach gospel before, you know, Sanhedrin, the Jews' lawyers and people. So, but he was martyred before, you know, Saul, named later disciple Paul. So that is also the second, another deacon is Philip. Philip also, he was one of the seven deacons appointed to serve at the table to widows, but he was appointed by God to preach gospel in Samaria area. Also, he is showing a lot of healing power to them, you know, as well. So, but deacons primarily the responsible to handle material thing. It does not mean excluding spiritual thing. Likewise, deacons must be reverent or grave or self-control, not double tongues, saying different things to different people, contributing to hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, saying this, doing another, that is hypocrisy. Like a double tongue, not given too much wine. That is the same. The wine is not allowed as a beverage, except medicinal purpose. Not greedy for money, or of a filthy look. So money is old roots of evil. So love of money is a problem. Money itself is neutral, but the greedy for money, love of money. Is a problem. Verse 9, holding the mystery of the faith. Mystery means not revealed in the Old Testament time. Gospel-based faith. So here, the faith meaning gospel. Gospel means only through the Lord Jesus Christ, the death on cross with bloodshed, to cleanse away all sins and resurrection. So death faith, that is a mystery meaning not revealed in Old Testament time. So that's why I called it as a mystery. With the pure consequence. Pure consequence meaning confirmed with the word of God, not polluted with the devil, which meaning not natural man's conscience, not, you know, Adam committed a sin, or Adam was tempted by Satan. That conscience is not qualified to be pure conscious. Before Adam committed sin, his conscience considered as pure conscience. So here is a pure conscience, which means confirms with God's word. Verse 10, but let these also first be tested, and first be proved. So which meaning the deacon should not be hastily to be appointed. So not hastily to appoint him or her as a deacon or a deaconess, like a probation period of 3 months before full-time employment. You know, some kind of require some probation period, you know, prove the period. Then let them serve. So after they, you know, passed, you know, this criteria, Then let them serve as a deacon. That moment, the overseers may appoint them as a God ordained those deacons. So then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless the same way that requires not to prove it by two or three witnesses. Verse 11, likewise, here deacons, their wives must be reverent or self-control or grave or sincere, not slanderous. Slanderous is an interesting word. Slanderous meaning oral bad words, speaker called slanderous. Libel, L-I-B-E-L, written bad word or written defamatory word called as a libel, L-I-B-E-L. Slander, oral defamatory word called slander. So Greek word slander means the word for devil, not devil, which meaning a prey for the devil. Devil loves, you know, bad word, because the devil want to always destroy the Christian. So devil want to, you know, people to be subject into devil. So this one is a slanderous, so shouldn't be slanderous, because slanderous give an opportunity to devil to tempt him or her. Temperate or sober, temperate, sober in a synonym, you know, that is means in self-control. Faithful in all things, so always faithful. Whatever God calls you, even at a trivial task, is the highest calling, because God called you. Even if his disciple talks about the body, the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, like the body, a lot of, you know, instrument, like a finger, you know, the eye, you know. Every body, the parts are important to work together as the one body. In that sense, so whatever called by God is the highest calling for a necessary thing to work the group of Christians, called as a church. God accounts your faithfulness. That's why God always accounts your faithfulness, not, you know, anything else. So the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, moreover, it is required meaning mandatory, not recommendation, required in stewards, like deacons or elders, bishop, you know, pastors, missionaries, stewards, that one be found faithful. So only required faithfulness. So then, verse 12, let deacons be the husbands of one wife, also not polygamist, ruling their children and their own houses well. And also same way, so they should know how to handle their children, how to take care of their children according to, you know, God's word. Because the Christian's children, in the Bible, the children not the parents' owner, rather than the children were gift of God, you know, entrusted to parents. So parents are sort of stewards too. Parents has a responsibility to take care of the children, divine gifts, according to God's word, to be mature Christian. Verse 13, for those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing or a good degree, which means good deacon, and great boldness in the faith. So the because of faith, so she or he has boldness or great courage, which is in Christ Jesus, not, you know, in his own flesh or her own flesh, or not based upon pride in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, these things I write to you, disciples said, Paul writes to Timothy these things. So far, disciples talk about qualification of a bishop, overseer. Overseers in the New Testament, either as an elder or as a bishop, can serve it. So today, denomination church, Methodist church is called as a bishop. Presbyterian church is called as an elder. So that is overseers. These are things I write to you, although I hope to come to you shortly or quickly, but I am delayed. I write so that you may know how you ought to, or how you should conduct yourself in the house of God. So church is the house of God, because God is handling church. So conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church, right here, in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Here, there is a church of the living God, controlling the church. The pillar is, in the Old Testament, is a temple. So two pillars, right hand side is Jachin, the other side is different name. So two pillars, the symbol of God established in God's strength. So that in a symbol, ground of the truth. So truth is, the Bible said, truth is Jesus Christ, also God's word. John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So only Jesus got truth, only through the truth you can go to God the Father. John 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Jesus prayed to God the Father, your God's truth. Your word, God's word is a truth. So God's word is a truth. So here, the ground of the truth, or the foundation of Jesus Christ, or foundation of God's word. And without controversy, or without dispute, without argument, great is the mystery of godliness. The question three, godliness, mystery of godliness, what does it mean? First of all, godliness means is God-likeness. God-likeness. So, like God, you are holy, you are righteous, you are pure, you are loving, you are kind, you are compassionate. One example, former heroin addictors convert to Christians, also person with the bitterness accept the Lord Jesus Christ, feel peaceful, alcohol holy. So never those people touch again heroin or alcohol. So through Jesus Christ after conversion. So here, that is godless, God-likeness character. Mystery meaning, again, those things as a mystery, not revealed in the Old Testament time. That God-likeness through whom? Through Jesus Christ, right here, explained. This next is a paragraph, all of them talk about Jesus Christ. God was manifested in the flesh. God was manifest, meaning is God was shown in the flesh on the earth. That is talking about incarnation. So John chapter 1 through 3 and John the chapter 1 verse 14 said, so incarnation. So the word, was with God in the beginning. The word was with God, The word was God. So towards become in the flesh, you know, incarnations, talking about that. Then here, justified in the spirit. Justified in the spirit after Jesus' resurrection. So if Jesus did not resurrect, so our faith would be futile, meaningless. Our faith would be void. So after Jesus' resurrection, which means Jesus beating on the devil's death power or satanic power. After the resurrection, so Jesus 40 days, Jesus' ministry on the earth, then ascension into the heaven to sit on the right hand of God the Father. That time is called glorified. So then, 7 days later, on the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes into all believers, all Christians. So here, justified in the Spirit. So which meaning, after Jesus' resurrection, the Holy Spirit comes, you know, into, you know, all, you know, Christians. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, so has the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwells in each creature. Seen by angels, so Jesus lifted up, ascended into heaven, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. So Jesus, you know, preached among the Gentiles on the earth. So the kingdom of God, you know, is at hand. You know, repent, you know, the preachers among the Gentiles, believed on in the world. So in the world, you know, so many people believe in Jesus Christ, received up in glory. So when Jesus ascended, received up in glory. So here, you know, all, you know, talks about the Jesus Christ. So mystery of godless, which meaning not revealed in the Old Testament, of a God-likeness character only through the Lord Jesus Christ, who, right there, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. That's the answer. Okay, let's see each question for online worthy people. Question one, in verse 2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach. What does it mean? First of all, a bishop means overseer, you know, to church, primarily the spiritual matter. Blameless, so the one accusation, so two or three witnesses, the master prove his charge. So there's no charge, which means blameless. The husband of one wife, only he has only one wife, not two wives, not in a polygamous. Temperate, which meaning watchful or on guard. You know, that is sober mind in self-control. Temperate sober mind is a synonym of good behavior. You know, good behavior according to God's word. You know, good behavior, hospitable. So which means he loving to giving away, to treat people nicely, able to teach. He should teach the Bible, you know, to oversee the church. So if he doesn't know the Bible, you know, how can he, you know, oversee, overtreat, overdeal, you know, church matter. You know, so church is in the house of God. Question 2, in verse 8, likewise deacon, here deacon's qualification must be a reverent or a grave or in self-control. So not double tongues, not, you know, the saying, you know, this person this rate, but the other person different rate. So contributing to hypocrisy, not giving too much wine, which meaning wine is not allowed literally as a beverage. Except medical purpose, not greedy for money. So love of money strictly prohibited, because all evil roots, coming from love of money. not in money itself. Money itself is a neutral position. What does it mean? I already explained. The last question in verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. What does the mystery of godliness mean? Godliness means godlikeness characters coming from, through the Lord Jesus Christ, such as manifest in the flesh, in incarnation, justified in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. So Gentiles co-heir with the Jewish believer to the house of God, and so on. Mystery meaning not revealed in the Old Testament time, only in New Testament times. That's why I called it a mystery. Let's just sing song all together. Last song is on bulletin, the page.